Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about when is it okay to talk about money? And when is it not okay? More specifically, as it pertains to real estate, as always.
Got it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Mike asks, anyone have any advice on how to manipulate improvement percent to include properties with well or septic tanks? Has anyone ever tinkered with this? I would love to find some properties in some of my areas with old wells I could salvage. It would double the value of the land. Interesting spin he's going on here.
Mike, once in a while we get a brilliant question.
And yeah.
This, congratulations, you won this month.
Thinking outside the box.
Here's the thing, Jill. The further we get into this Land Investors, Land Academy, Offers Investors, Offers Academy thing, the more intelligent people keep joining our groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is brilliant. Here's a two-part answer. Number one, and I asked part of our staff to memorize this sentence. The data that we have in RealQuest Pro and DataTree and everywhere else, all the other data sources that we provide, is only as good as the assessor and the assessor's cake eaters put in.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, that would be great to say, yep, it's got
silly.
A well. And they're like a whole separate column. If I had my way, I would say there's a whole separate column for a septic and a whole separate column for well. It's that important to rural real estate.
Right.
Unfortunately, they don't. So wouldn't it be great, though, that said, if the improvement percentage was like 15, like the property's been improved 15%, and that meant it had a well on it in every county? That's a dreamy data situation.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, there really is a category for that on some of our data sources where you can, like, check the box that you want it to pop in. But you're right. I mean, a pretty large percentage of the time, it's not accurate information. They don't fill it in.
So for the record, by the way, the first time I heard improved, is a property improved or not? A lot of years ago, what I thought that meant immediately was, does it have a house on it?
Right.
Or a structure on it? And that's not what it means. If the property's been improved in any way, like let's say it's part of a subdivision and there's roads and stuff and there's sewer hookups at the street and all that, that's improved property. Mm-hmm. And what it really means is lenders sit up in their chair and say, oh, it's improved property. I have an interest in lending you money on it now.
Right.
I have an interest in lending you money now so that if you default, I can own it. But that's a different topic.
Right. Exactly.
So no, to answer your question, Mike, brilliant question. It would be great if you could somehow find that specialization and buy properties with a well, like a defunct well, man, you'd be off to the races on that financially. In fact, you could talk about how much money you'd make.
Mm-hmm.
When is it okay to talk about money?
That's the meat of the show. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, when is it okay to talk about money? To tie it in, Jack.
What is it, Jill?
This is the meat of the show. When is it okay to talk about money? That's a tough one. Well, there was two different rules of thumb. One is just in life, when is it okay to talk about money, which is pretty much, it's pretty
never.
Rare. Exactly. You don't really want to walk. You don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? Oh, I just spent X amount on my car.
No, look at
this watch I just got. You know how much it cost me?
No, jeez.
Oh, and my husband just bought me these earrings. Aren't they great? You know how much they were?
No,
you can't do that. And it was funny because there was a woman that I don't know if I read an article or what, and it was so cute because her line was, somebody asked her a really blatant money question about her business or something. Yeah. And she said, I'm from the South. Women do not discuss money. And I thought, oh, that was classy. That was really cool. So that's one topic about when to talk about money. And then there's another one, like you're talking deals. Maybe you're sharing some information about deals.
Yeah. Like you have to talk about that, especially with a partner or an investor.
Mm-hmm.
like in great detail. Like, right. I have an accounting background. That's all we ever did was talk about money.
Right. Well, because then it's part of the business. You need to discuss A, B, C, and D. You need to discuss a percentage, by the way. You know, I have 50% interest in this. I have 10% interest in that. You do need, and when it's business purposes, you need to discuss that stuff, and that's cool.
Right.
And sometimes I think for us too, like in our environment, because we are sharing, we want to share real numbers with people, because it's, for us, it's kind of a learning, educational, you know, and, you know, part of what we do. So we do share big numbers and real numbers.
That's really what this topic is all about, because we talk about it a lot, and I don't want it to be like inappropriate.
Right. So were you think, so is that part of it, Jack, too? Like, you want to make sure everybody knows that there's, I guess that's it. When we share numbers, there's a reason for it. We're not just like, oh, look what we're doing.
If it's academic, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, if it's academic.
But when I, but, and like sharing, all right, everyone, you can buy an asset for $500,000. You can mark it up $50,000. We all know it's worth $700,000. Everybody wins.
Right.
That is a totally perfect, appropriate time to talk about money. But
we did it 15 times last week.
Exactly. But that's
probably not appropriate.
Saying so-and-so just bought a McLaren worth whatever.
Oh, how do you know about McLaren?
I like McLaren. So thank you very
I'll
much.
Talk about McLaren for the rest
go.
Of the show.
There we go. Or so, or the car that we looked at the other day that we don't know how much it is for sure. We don't want to know how much it is for sure.
We walked away.
Yeah, we walked away. So
wisely, I
think. Yes. It was a classic car. Okay. Yesterday, classic car in the corner. Jack makes me detour on the way home from where we were to look at, get out of the car, walk up to this classic car in the corner, which I got to say, was gorgeous. And I guess it's one of the few that I kind of got excited about. And it was triple black. And I'm like, and so we did very wisely walk away before we really learned the true value, because I don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I sat there looking at my phone and checked the real values, and I'm like, yeah, there's just no way.
If this is legitimate and it's the real deal, which it really looked like, we should walk.
We should run, which is what we did.
Exactly.
We ran back to our very affordable car.
Thank you.
Got in there and put the top. This is how you talk about money.
Yeah.
Our very affordable, old.
Paid for
running well car. And put the top down, and I put my arm around Jill because she drives her car.
Sometimes.
That's a whole topic for a show.
Oh, no.
Jill drives her car, and I drive my car. You've never driven my car, have you?
I have not driven your new car, no. Your new old car. I have not driven
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Nor your motorcycle. I have not touched that either.
Nor will I talk about what I paid for any of these vehicles and how much they're worth.
Exactly.
But rest assured.
Okay.
Rest assured. What I paid for these vehicles is less than half than they're worth.
Yeah.
It's a disease in our household. So we're not really talking about money here.
Yeah. Where did that?
We're just saying, you know.
This is true.
Buy it for less than it's worth.
You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. You really don't.
Isn't that awful? We all know those people at parties too. You're like, oh no, here we go again. We're all going to hear this story.
I was just thinking, everywhere we live, right where we live now, I know. All the neighbors know each. It's pretty cool. I have to admit, we all know each other pretty well.
And the kids.
And I have no idea, without exception.
It's true.
I have no idea what any one of these people do for a living. It's never come up.
No, the only people, you know, it's kind of funny. We don't talk about that. You're right. The only people that we know what that we do are the crazy kids, because they tell us about rocket launches that live across the street.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
do know those
the
kids.
SpaceX kids.
Because we know, just because it's fun hearing about what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
It's like living across the street from Animal House. And then
true.
Like quiet for a week. And then on the news, SpaceX launched a rocket.
We're like, oh, that's where they are.
And all the kids come back from the launch. They're done, and they party for a week like they're going to die the next week.
Exactly.
That's how hard they party.
Exactly.
It keeps me young. I think it upsets some of the other people.
The other neighbors?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
We're good.
I'm a little jealous, because usually in the neighborhood, I'm the one who's making the most noise.
This is true. I heard some of your, by the way, I heard your music from the other day. I did hear it from where you were. I'm not going to say the set, but, and where I was on the campus.
Yeah, we have separate buildings to make sure our relationship goes as long as
it actually
can.
Really does help. Like today. Yep.
You know, the truth is, I don't even know how much money Jill makes. Probably a lot, but I don't know. I know it's more than me.
By design.
Jill has a company called Jill Live that provides all the labor for all of my companies.
This is true.
And I know how much that company, I know much how,
you see
how
the
much
bills.
I pay,
you know what
that
the bills
company.
Pay.
I don't know
the
what the
cost.
Net is, but she can't be spending all of that.
No. Love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill don't discuss money.
Right.
We just discuss information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
Get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Did we cover that okay?
I think that went okay.
Okay, good.
It's a little bit of an obscure topic. We've got some obscure topics this week.
It is interesting.
I'll try to make up for it tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.